how many people out there in the comments actually watch? Like, I don't sit down and watch the entire testimony. I got better shit to do with my day.
It's entertaining.
I look at the highlights. But, yeah, I mean, I've been paying attention to this, and it appears that they are going to try to lessen her liability because of her mental condition. Now, if a man...
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, they're saying that she's been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, and somehow that's going to excuse everything that she's done, which was clearly calculated and vindictive.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, listen, if a dude did that and he tried to hide with a mental defect, his ass is going to prison, or he's paying full boat.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to pay full boat. There is no sympathy for men.
Nope.
None.
And the most entertaining part of the trial for me so far. And we're going to get into some of the nitty-gritty on here. But my favorite part is Amber Heard's lawyer asking a question and then objecting to his own question. If you haven't seen it, check this out.
Comedy gold.
You didn't know what could cause damage to Mr. Depp's hand while you were there on March 8th, correct?
Dr. Kipper told me he sustained an injury on one of his fingers.
Well, objection, hearsay.
I object, Your Honor!
To yourself?
Yeah.
I added that in case you didn't
know. Yeah. Oh, my God, that's funny.
That's exactly what it reminded me. As soon as I saw it, I'm like, all right, where's Liar Liar? I got to find the clip.
Yep.
This is too good.
Well, the thing is, and like a lot of these individuals that are testifying in this case are lividly pissed that they're being dragged into court because an ex-husband and ex-wife are suing each other.
Yeah.
And literally, she was married for, what, 14 months to him? And she's been fighting with him in court for 6 years. It's like five times longer than they were married.
That's insane.
Yeah, and here's another thing that I found really disturbing is this happens to men all the time.
Yes.
I've talked to lots of people over the years who have supervised visitation with kids because of allegations that were made in court. There wasn't one shred of evidence, not even a police report or the police showing up. The accusation was made, and the dude gets hit with supervised visitation of his own fucking kids.
Yep. And I think in our last pop culture video that just came out, we quoted a source, or actually, no, that wasn't, it's in the webinar that's coming up, actually. Mm-hmm. Over two-thirds of accusations made in divorce and family court are found to be fraudulent, and the overwhelming majority of those are made against men.
Yeah, and there's fuck all you can do about it.
Yep.
Nope.
And right here, we got a nice source here for you. See, feminists have tried to scrub this from the internet, but as we all know, or should I say, but as we all know, the internet is forever. Harvard study, this is back from 2013, says 70% of domestic violence is committed by women against men.
Absolutely correct.
They get down more to the gnat's ass, and it's when it's unreciprocated, which most of the time it is.
Well, now let's just get this straight. So you come home after working 12 hours or whatever you have to do at work, day in and day out, and you have to deal with this crazy bitch throwing shit at you, tearing you down in front of your friends, fucking with you in front of your family, and then she starts slapping you around. And you can't say anything about it because yep. You're a dude, and who will believe you? And then they'll look down at you if you say anything about it. So at some point, the dude just makes that fist. Kabamo!
Equal rights and equal left.
He's going to jail because he's better at domestic violence than she is, because he is basically created by God to do violence.
That's kind of how it works.
Yep. One of these days.
One of these days, Alice, to the moon.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's really the most infuriating thing about this trial. And it was that recording that was leaked, I think, 2 years ago at this point, is when she said, go ahead and tell everyone you're a man. No one is going to believe you. And you know what? despite, shit, I don't even know.
Well,
80, there's like eight different videos or 80 different videos. There's all this closed camera footage. There's audios and audio, yep. You know, captures and eyewitness testimony. And this, and people are still out there with feminists, especially like, well, I think it was mutual.
Okay. Now,
what?
There's a couple videos. There's an audio I heard where Johnny's there and she's like bitching at him. And he's like slamming cupboards and he's all upset.
Yeah, that was the only thing that she had.
Yeah.
And she sold that to TMZ and then TMZ ran with it. And that's.
But you know what?
Ugh.
He was so angry, he left.
Yeah.
He just said, I'm out, and he left.
Yeah. He slammed cupboard doors. He didn't slam cupboard doors while her head was in them.
Nope.
Although it might have been
an
improvement.
He was probably wishing it. But
and guess what?
He was thinking it, but didn't do it. Good.
If it is your property, you can destroy it, and it's not a crime.
Yeah.
Yep.
But here's a good question. Have you heard?
What?
Have you heard?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was under the impression that everyone had heard.
I am not an Eskimo brother to anything that has to do with herd. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
No.
Turn, I got a poo now. I had to do it.
And there's the beginning of that song saying,
wipe out. Of all the shit, no pun intended, that you could do to get revenge on someone that you're abusing, shitting in their bed?
That was insane.
She made that bed and then took a nice steamy dump in it.
I mean,
and she rolled around for a little bit.
All right, and this woman is in the tail end of hitting the wall.
Oh, so, yeah, I mean, look at her.
After all of this shit comes out.
No pun intended.
In court. That's funny. No one's going to touch this woman ever again. She's done.
Oh, she's, what were they doing when they found out that Elon was trying to buy Twitter? They thought they were going to do the poison pill defense. Mm-hmm. That's what she's done to herself. Poison pill. No one's going to swallow that, even if she offers to swallow for you.
No, not at 36. Listen, most of the guys, the big 30-pound brains who pull the strings for all of our movies, I know they've been fucking up lately. But most of the female actresses out there in their late 30s, they all have the chill effect because they're aging out. And that happens no matter what.
Yeah.
Now add on top of that, shitting in the bed, fighting with her ex-husband for 6 years, ruining his fucking career, getting him kicked off projects, all kinds of crazy shit based on, you know, believe all women and the Me Too horse shit. Listen, I don't know about you, but if a 40-year-old woman had a history like that, I'm gone.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm literally like, fuck this. And now the whole world knows it.
Yep. And she tried to blame it on the dogs. It's like, I'm sorry. If you have dogs, you know what their shit looks like.
Correct, because you always pick it up.
Yeah, you're the one doing it. I mean, Johnny Depp could afford to have a dog walker. If he wanted to, you know, poopers, scoopers, whatever the hell you call them, but
he should have.
You know what your dog shit looks like.
He could have responded like, "Well, we have this kind of dog. We don't have a bull mastiff." Shut
we don't
up.
Feed it peanuts.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Oh man, could you imagine like, you know, rolling over in your sleep and just like, the fuck? Picking corn kernels out of your hair.
Well, there's that one I saw. Like, it's a prank where the woman is in bed and she has one of those like things full of cake frosting or pudding or whatever.
No.
And she like smears it all over her butt, and then she like puts a bunch in her hand and throws it at the dude's face, and she's laying the other way, and he gets up. He's like, what? He starts doing the. Oh my God, it's comedy gold, man.
That's how you end up with a black eye with those kind of pranks.
Can end up with a lot worse than a black eye.
Yeah.
At least it's not a brown eye.
Well, I mean, he could have gotten pink eye from her brown eye.
Yeah.
The way this is going.
He probably did.
Wind up with a, and wind up with a sty.
Oh, I got it. Okay, got a sty from pink eye from his chick's brown eye. Cause, yeah.
And then we, after we all that happens, you're just going to have to cry.
Because you don't know why.
Yep.
Because, but you wind up with a sty. Mm-hmm.
And if it gets too bad, you'll die.
Yeah. Why did she have to eat so much apple pie?
Yeah, maybe you got some lye in his eye.
That'll make you cry. He should have hired a spy.
Yeah. Since his eye was not working.
Go and see the next Rocky movie with Sly.
Cut me, Mick.
Cut me, Mick.
Cut me, Mick.
This is just... this is... I'm sure that when he decided to bed down this woman, that he wouldn't be dealing with the repercussions of it. For, and then winding up being Eskimo brothers with the richest man in the world. I mean, wow.
Well, also, like, all right, now Mr. Musk basically gave Amber Heard $1.5 million to settle some debt she had.
Yeah, was that part of the divorce?
I don't know the basically the details. All I know is he forked out $1.5 million to this.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well,
to be honest, Elon really hasn't had the best taste in women either. His last ex, she's questionable.
Well, I don't personally know Mr. Musk, and all I can say is when you're that rich and powerful, you can do whatever the fuck you want. And that's
or whoever the fuck you
want. And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah. Well.
Now, it was kind of simpy.
It was kind of simpy.
It's, right? I'm just saying, $1.5 million is kind of simpy.
Well, I mean, it could be worse. I mean, as far as Eskimo brothers go, Captain Jack Sparrow or, Chad Tyrone Pookie and Ray Ray behind the dumb cumster, and you don't know which one gave her the herpy gun a hipple hiv.
I have no idea. All I know is that's messed up. I literally, it's been a while since I've actually saw a woman get eviscerated as badly as she is in court. And it's all of her own doing.
Of course.
And everyone is running an interference for her, making excuses, or they're looking the other way.
Yeah.
And the fact that Johnny Depp, he's going to be $8 million deep into this, and there's no guarantee he's going to get that money back, and he just wants his voice to be heard.
Yeah.
On day one, that's what he said.
There are men out there who will go to their graves with shit like what this woman did to Johnny Depp. Mm-hmm. Because they know in their heart that when she made that recording and told him no one would believe him, she was right.
Mm-hmm.
It's mm-hmm. only because he's high profile that it's even gotten out there to the masses.
Well, and he has the money to get it done.
Yeah. And it just occurred to me, so she dated Elon Musk and he gave her money to pay off some sort of a debt.
She was begging him while she was married to him, I believe.
So him buying Twitter is the second time he's tried to save a dumpster fire?
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah. I think you have better luck with Twitter, though.
He's got a Jesus complex. Elon, dude.
I'm just saying, though. Is
I would say if you're going to keep going, keep on doing what you're doing, you know, you can buy YouTube and stuff like that. Maybe you could actually save them from self-imploding, but quit while you're ahead.
Mr. Moss.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people have been tweeting at him and whatnot, but he has been posting some pretty spicy takes on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to buy Coca-Cola and add the cocaine back in.
I'm going to buy McDonald's.
Someone
and
replied
fix
with a picture
cream.
Of Hunter Biden in a, hugging a big old can of Coke.
Yeah. But my thing is this. If Mr. Musk ever sees this video, you can keep me on retainer to give you life advice so you don't wind up with ugly, nasty Eskimo brothers or a bad case of herpagonosyphilis.
Herpagonosyphilis with a broken shoulder, neck, back, knee.
Hey, that's not a good look. That's not a good look.
Oh, no, it's not. Ugh. Oh, and this has been really great. I mean, they're catching this chick in lie after lie. Even her housemate says Amber Heard faked her injuries to blackmail Johnny Depp. We know now because of the recordings that is absolutely true. But evidently, she did makeup on herself and took pictures.
Yep.
And she claimed, I'm going to go, it's in this article right here, all sources available on redonkulous.com. This kind of goes through and tallies everything up. It goes day by day. There's Amber Heard and Elon Musk. She claimed that she used a specific type of makeup. Like, she called it out by brand.
It's the compact.
Yeah, there it is. There's the pictures here, the fake bruises. You can tell there's no swelling there whatsoever. She has this makeup compact. Yeah, here it is.
Yep.
So, Milani here. So you can't make this stuff up. So Milani sets record straight on Amber Heard's bruises claim. She claimed that she carried this Milani Conceal Perfect All-in-One Correcting Kit throughout her entire relationship with Johnny, suggesting that she'd used it to cover up injuries from Depp's alleged physical abuse during their relationship. This makeup compact in this lawyer's hand didn't exist while she was married to Johnny Depp.
It came on the market in 2017.
How do you fuck that up?
Well, I mean, but the thing is, you're in front of a jury, and you want them to believe you over the person on the other side that you're facing. One of the surefire way to get them to not believe you is to fucking lie every fucking day.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. If you didn't do anything wrong, it's really hard to pin stuff on you. Because, Johnny's, Mr. Depp is almost 60.
Yeah.
Nowhere in his past has he ever tooled up anyone. I mean, he is the snapshot of a pacifist if ever I saw one.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And all of a sudden, in his 50s, he's going to start womp-stomping some nasty quanta. I don't think so. I'm not buying it. I am. Yeah, maybe he talked mean to her and called her a fat ass because guess what? You know, somebody throws a bottle at you and cuts off part of your finger. I think that's warranted to call him a fat ass.
I'd call him a hell of a lot worse than a fat ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is
fat ass is polite.
Yeah, fat ass would be polite after losing the tip of your finger. Quantaha.
Yeah.
Well, she's sloot.
And it happened when she threw a vodka bottle at him or something.
Yeah. 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 Vodka bottle and it smashed, cut the tip of his finger off. Like. Yep. We know that actually happened. There's photos of it. The doctor visits. He had to get flown out of, I think they were filming in Australia or something like that for Pirates of the Caribbean when it happened.
They
so he had to get trucked
to
off to set it up to that.
He had to get treated. And then they had to suspend filming until he was fully healed.
Yep.
And
a coincidence.
That is a huge amount of money and frustration to deal with. And the fact that Pirates of the Caribbean is probably done.
Oh, yeah. And without so Captain Jack Sparrow, there is no franchise.
And so is Fantastic Beasts. So this bitch lied, was a raging quantahaha in the 14 months she was married to Mr. Depp. And she's quite literally destroyed two franchises and his career and pissed off a whole bunch of other people in Hollywood because they have to show up and testify at this clusterfuck.
It's amazing.
She's done.
Yeah. And yet you will still see tweets like this. This is the one I was referencing earlier here. This is from Taste of Sanity on Twitter. Amber Heard sold an edited video of Johnny Depp slamming cabinets to TMZ, and the whole world instantly took her side. Johnny Depp provides 80-plus CCTV videos, hours of audio, and more than 24 eyewitnesses, and people want to rock up and say, I think it was mutual.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, they can about face and fast in the beyond the vast amount of fuck that they can go off into.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I read that, all I saw, this was me. I'm like,
yeah, right.
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 That's the first thing that came into my head.
Yep.
Some of the best memes from the trial so far. This is from guideforgeekmoms.com. There's some real good ones here. Hashtag me poo. Poops, I shitted the bed.
Nice.
They're saying I shit the bed. Stay out of my territory. Who is that?
I have no idea.
That's kind of weird.
Oh, that's the gun girl.
The gun girl?
From Rust?
Yeah. She went, I can't remember. I think it was like Berkeley or something like that. And she posed with her AR-10. And what's her freaking name? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I won't remember.
But yeah, if it was her, I would go with Trigger.
Allegedly
more than...
shit the bed too. Shit her pants or whatever.
No one Amber Heard after a fight with Johnny Depp. I just shit my bed. Guy kind of looks like Bill Cosby.
Yeah, it does. He does.
Speaking of shit the bed, that trial. Whew. Pooey released this in 1987. Oh, God, it's an American Psycho. Number two, it's his most accomplished album, the hit song Shit to be Shared. Why are there copies of the style section everywhere? Do you have a dog, a little chow or something?
Oh, my God.
Defecate plus eight.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. Wow, that one took a lot of work. I like that one.
They could use a little ironing out around the edges, but I dig it. I can't wait to grow up and get married. Well.
Yeah, it's not going to work out for you, bro.
Shit. Everything floats down here, Johnny. That's because you're eating too much fat. And it shows in your face.
Oh, my God.
Need some fiber in your diet.
Amber Heard needs to get regular. Bunster shit the bed, heat 12 out of 10.
Nice.
God damn, shit the bed. Damn, this motherfucker's spitting.
Jesus Christ.
A new comedy that proves there's more.
She's all shat.
She's all shat.
Oh, my God. This comedy gold,
that one
man.
That one's my favorite
that
so far.
That one's great. Betty Poop. How shitty will my day be? Amber. Oh. Shitty scent.
God damn.
Name something you might like to have two of on your bed. Apparently dog shit.
Oh my God.
That was this average Depp and Heard courtroom hearing viewer. Me an opportunist. Looks like Johnny Depp is away from his bed again.
Nice.
POV, your Amber Heard's boyfriend coming home after a long day at work. Yeah. That is a big pile of shit.
It is.
That it is.
She does exactly what I do, but in a bed. I'm going to go take a shit. There's the dog. Nice. Oh, God.
No.
Oh.
That one's terrible.
Taking it to the Johnny. Johnny Depp. Trying to make his dog shit on a pillow so he can sleep next to it because he's missing her.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Oh, somebody beat me to it. Turd, 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 turd is the word. I thought I was being original. Dude. Corporate needs you to find the differences between this picture and this picture. They're the same picture. Oh, these are great. Umber Tur, Johnny Depp right now. You were actually telling the truth. I do that quite a lot, yet people are always surprised.
Amber is the color
of your anal beads.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, that's about right. The media, when Amber Heard accused Johnny Depp of domestic abuse. The media, when actual evidence is revealed that Johnny Depp was abused by Amber Heard. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up right there. Damn.
Yeah. Or any other story that doesn't go along with the narrative.
Those are some good memes, man.
And these toxic ladies are fucking everywhere, dude. I mean, only now because we have a couple of high-profile, sinister shits with Jada Pinkett Smith and Amber Turd that anybody's even starting to talk about the concept in the mainstream of toxic femininity.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for years.
Yeah. But, of course, you know, we got strikes and censored,
shadow banned,
yeah, gotcha. You know. We're not allowed to talk about it.
No, even though we have the sources and the studies.
Yeah.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.